Chapter 12. Pastor, Parson, Brother, Friend. But please don't call me Reverend. All the men in the Buckingham family had some kind of earned title. All but me. My two older brothers were men of great distinction. One, a Ph.D., was chairman of the Department of Industrial Management at Georgia Tech. The other, a West Point graduate, was a major general in the Army. My younger brother, with degrees from three great universities, was a medical doctor. That made me look pretty plain when my name appeared along with theirs, but it never bothered me as much as it bothered my mother, who always suspected I would never quite measure up. Titles had always been important to those on my mother's side of the family. My maternal grandfather was a Kentucky colonel, back before the term was debased by the fried chicken people. "Granted by the governor himself," my mother used to tell us children when talking of the distinguished old southern gentleman with gray hair, handlebar mustache, and glossy mahogany cane. I never knew him by any other name but Colonel Thompson. Thus, when I finished my formal schooling with a seminary degree, my mother's side of the family immediately began searching for some way to title me. Shortly after graduation, while I was still driving a city bus for the Fort Worth Transit Company, I began getting letters from my mother's side of the family addressed to the Reverend Jamie Buckingham. I wrote back and asked not to be addressed that way. Why shouldn't my relatives just address me the way they always had, by my name? After all, I was still their cousin and nephew, and, more important, their brother in Christ. Shortly afterwards, I started getting mail addressed to Bro Jamie Buckingham, as if Bro were a title like Rev, or Doc, or Jen. But there is a distinct difference between titles earned and titles bestowed. Generals and doctors earn their titles. But reverends? Actually, there is but one place in the entire Bible where the term reverend is used, and that is in reference to God Himself. Holy and reverend is His name. Psalm 111, verse 9, King James Version. Thus, it always seems slightly presumptuous for me to try to share the glory with him. Yet there was always that nagging feeling that I needed some kind of title in order to have status. I was constantly getting letters from people who had strings of degrees after their names. Some even signed their letters using their titles, Doctor, Reverend, or Father. Others would sign their names and put their degree initials after it. Sister Annie Mendoza, D.D. It all depended on how much status they needed. I keep thinking about those conference registration forms you fill out when you have a little place to check before you write your name. Mr. Ms. Mrs. Reverend. Other. If you're a man, you're either a Mr., a reverend, or an other. I'd often wanted to check other, but was afraid some federal agency might get hold of it and start an investigation about my sexual orientation. So I just stick with Mr. A good friend recently introduced me to her fiancé, a shy young man who had just been ordained into the Episcopal priesthood. Jamie, this is Father Johnson. Why, I asked myself, was she free to call me by my first name, but felt compelled to refer to her fiancé as Father? Granted, my children, and, shudder, now my wife, call me Daddy. But that's an earned title, not conferred. Clergymen, who should be the most secure people on earth, seem to be more title-conscious than others. I know a minister who never calls his wife anything but Sister Hawthorne in public. It makes me wonder how their pillow talk must go once the lights are turned out in the bedroom. Good night, Sister Hawthorne.
Sweet dreams, Reverend dear.
Actually, the term reverend means worthy of reverence. It referred to an exalted office in the church, much as judges on the bench are now called Your Honor. It's not a biblical title. But as clergymen elevated themselves from the original role of servant to that of master, titles were used to designate ascending functionaries: the Reverend, the Most Reverend, the Most Holy Reverend. It seems the man of Galilee was never concerned about titles or proper recognitions. Others referred to him as Rabbi, Teacher, Master, or Lord. When the title, conscious functionaries of the Sanhedrin insisted on titling him, he simply said, "Call me Son of Man." It was his way of saying, "You are the ones who need titles, not I." Then all my theories got blown out of the water when I was offered, and accepted, an honorary doctor's degree from a Christian university.
"I told you not to poke fun at people with honorary degrees," Jackie said. "Now you have one yourself."
I was just glad it was a Doctor of Humane Letters, DHL, rather than a Doctor of Divinity, DD, which would have made me sound like a Christmas candy.
"What's your degree in?"
"Divinity."
"With or without walnuts? Ha ha."
My father used to quote poetry about honorary degrees. "There was a young preacher named Tweedle who refused to accept his degree. It's bad enough being Tweedle without being Tweedle DD." It wasn't until I got home from the graduation service and started to hang my certificate on the wall that I noticed the degree was misspelled. It says, "Big as life in black calligraphy on sheepskin, Doctor of Human Letters."
God knew if you ever got an honorary degree, you'd be impossible to live with, Jackie laughed. So he gave you one and misspelled the title so you can't brag about it.
I felt like the fellow who had won the humble button in the annual church awards banquet, only to have it taken away from him the minute he put it on.
"Chickens," my wife loves to remind me, "have a way of coming home to roost."
On occasion, I try to picture how those early Christians addressed one another. Somehow it just seems out of character for the Reverend Dr. Bartholomew to announce a meeting in the catacombs, saying, "The Most Reverend James, the Just, will speak following the burnings in the Colosseum." So why not just stick to Mr., or even better yet, first names? The term Reverend is an adjective, and an adjective I'm not. I'm not even a past participle. I'm a noun. Besides, as Vance Harviner used to say, it doesn't do any good to stick a label on an empty bottle. So if you want to give me a really biblical title, just call me Saint Jamie.